Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Trish, in your Facebook message to us, you said you think your boyfriend is cheating because you... something to do with this hockey bag.
Mm-hmm. We've been going out for 2 years, and in that 2 years, every Tuesday night he goes to Pineville to play hockey. Probably in the last 3 months, something's changed, something's off. He's not that romantic with me anymore. His demeanor's just different. And he started to go to hockey on Wednesday nights. I don't know, there was like a league switch.
Okay.
But... And moving furniture. I asked him the other day if he wanted to move furniture, and he said he was too tired. That's never happened before.
Ooh,
okay. So there's obviously something going on. So I wanted to find out, and, you know, his hockey stuff stinks.
I used to play hockey. There's literally nothing stinkier than hockey gear.
Oh, I know.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, I think you brought it in here once, and I can't get the smell out of my nose.
We saw this in your email, and this is crazy. Tell everyone what you did.
So I took his hockey gear and I took it and I put it in my car the night that he was going to go to hockey, and he left, and I called him that night and I asked him, you know, hey, what's going on? Where were you at? He said he was just got out of his hockey game, and I don't know with whose equipment he was playing, but it wasn't his because I had his equipment in my truck.
And he didn't say anything about like, man, I forgot my bag.
Yeah, I can't find it. Can you help me find it?
No, he does. He hasn't even said, you know, anything about that. He hasn't asked me where his equipment was, or he said he just got done with the game.
He has no idea that you have it. So, that is genius, girl.
Yeah, these aren't good signs. And typically, whenever you feel something, it's typically a sign that, that something's going on. But
and it's never one thing, Roy.
It is. It's everything together. And mm-hmm. I feel like we have already enough evidence, but let's see what we can do to get to the truth, okay?
Yeah.
You sure you're ready to do this? 2 years with John.
Yeah, let's do it.
He deserves to know.
Yep, dial it up, Roy.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for John, please.
Yeah, this is he.
Hello, John. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful free red roses to send in the one that you love.
Oh, okay. What do I do?
I just need to get a little bit of information from you, starting with who you'd like to send them to. They are romantic roses.
Yeah. Okay, can you send them to Lexi?
Okay.
Hey, I don't have her address here right now. Is that fine if I give it to you later? Or
Absolutely. Let me just get as much information as I can from you right now, and then you can either call me back or I can call you back to get the address.
Okay.
All right. Sure. I do have a card to go with these roses. What would you like to write on Lexi's card?
Oh, yeah. Can you put some, like, hey, Lexi Lou. Gee, this is so crazy. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Love, John. That should be good.
Okay. Sweet and simple.
Who the f*** is Lexi Lou?
Oh, boy.
What?
John, who the f*** is Lexi?
Hey, that is your girlfriend. Do you know her name?
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah. Who's that?
Trish?
Yeah, that's her.
Why are you question mark? Like, do you have multiple girlfriends?
Clearly.
Okay.
By the way, you're on War of the Roses on the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We catch cheaters, so go ahead and start explaining.
Yeah, I'm that's weird. I'm with a yeah.
Yes, what?
Wow.
I'm seeing another girl. I'm sorry I didn't tell you.
Yeah, amazing. I don't even know where to start. I mean, what kind of man does that? Seriously, what kind of man does that? No, there's no honesty. You're cheating and lying.
The suspense is killing me about what you did to him, Trish. Let him know and let's find out where he was, if he was with Lexi on Tuesday night. Tell him what you did and how he failed this.
John, you were at your game on Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, I was.
Whose equipment did you use?
I used my own. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah?
About?
That's
what?
Funny, because it's in the trunk of my car.
What? Very serious?
I mean, he's still lying. He was just outed, and he's still lying.
Shh.